Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Peter Brady. I'm Mark Sadowski.
Mark is still having a rough time with his voice, so that's why I am opening up our podcast. And how are you guys doing other than the whole cold thing?
I'm lubricating my vocal cords with a fantastic double IPA, so I'm doing all right.
Nice.
I, too, was doing the same thing, but I apparently picked concrete instead of actual juice.
I have water on the rocks, so we're good.
There you go.
Well, let's get into it and talk about some news.
News team, assemble!
All right. First thing up, we have a Mac rumors where Apple has come out with a patent for a super resolution capturing super resolution photos with an optical image stabilization. Oh, if your brain doesn't hurt after hearing that, I don't know.
Neato.
You must be sick. All right.
Hey, so, I am.
Mark, you thought this would be a great subject. So what little insight do you have that would be interesting for us to know?
My secret insight is the same as everybody else who's posted this article on every single web page. I just found it interesting. The patent is interesting is because the thing we talked about last time, or maybe a few episodes ago, is when you know, we looked at what Apple is going to do in future iterations of the camera. Right. I remember we talked about the HTC One having two. Basically two lenses and two image sensors to capture depth of field and a kind of like a Lightro-esque effect.
Yeah.
And I think we all pretty much said that Apple will keep things simple with only one lens, one sensor. And I think this is just a indication as to where they're going with their photography and the capability of doing higher resolutions, with something, I don't want to say simple, but mechanically having one lens is much more easier than two.
Right. And if one breaks, if one breaks, then why even have the camera if you have two lenses?
Well, that's a whole other problem.
Yeah. I was looking through some of this, and it's a lot of technical information that they have. I'm interested in how they can pack so much technology and still keep the camera small.
Well, again, this is just a patent. This is something, right. Patents work one of two ways. Either you're going to make something like this, or you're making sure that no one else makes anything like this.
Actually, you're hoping that they make it so that you can start charging them money for it.
Well, in Apple's case, they really don't like doing that. They're not ones to share, even if they're willing to spend a lot of money. So again, who knows what's happening? It's unfortunately, it's not an indication as to whether they're going to make something like this or not, but just having something on the drawing board is pretty interesting to see what possibilities there are. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see this going into the probably the 6 or 6S in future iPhones.
This is
yeah, something for the future.
It's possible. But I mean, I don't know. Who knows?
Then again, they may already have it ready to go.
Johnny Ives has done other miracles, so who knows?
Any thoughts on this, Matt?
If this means that no matter what camera app you're using, the stabilization will work, then I want this feature now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, I use I don't use the native camera app very often. I use HDR apps a lot, especially if I'm doing like landscape stuff. And it seems like 9 times out of 10, they're spur of the moment, you know, photos where I'm not really prepared with a tripod and things of that nature. So everything's shot handheld. And even though I think the app that I like, True HDR, does a good job of lining stuff up, increasingly I'm finding my percentage of keepers with that app to be going down and down and down. And I don't know if that's the app or the phone or what it is, but any help that I could get with stabilization is something that I'd be really interested in having.
I think something like this is going to come into play when we have an iPhone that's capable of 4K video.
4K possible. Yeah.
Because the image stabilization will be much easier to work with a photo.
And I think even to take it one step further, you know, we have already pretty good image stabilization for video. But if it was to be less jello effect and because even still with the image stabilization that we have, you still kind of get those anomalies that happen in the video. So, you know, it, whether it's for a still shot or for a video, this is, it will be a huge improvement.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Our second article that we have is a Hipstamatic throwback here. A photo editing pioneer, Hipstamatic. Are they actually a pioneer or were they a Johnny Come Lately?
They like to think of themselves as pioneers, I probably think.
I think of Instagram as being more of a pioneer.
Instagram is the ones who dethroned what's these guys? Oh my God. Hipstamatic was dethroned by Instagram.
Oh, okay. Photo editing pioneer Hipstamatic offers Vine-like video app Cinematic. Interesting.
No. So I don't know. I found this article interesting in the fact that Hipstamatic has this nice tendency to create something that's already out on the market, but charge a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, granted, yeah, it's $1.99 in the iTunes store, but then there's going to be in-app purchases galore. And I just find it funny that they have so many bugs in their other photo apps that, you know, they just keep making more stuff without fixing the others.
Now, the question is, wouldn't this be great if they actually had a social media site?
Oh, they do. They have that.
Oh, they do.
They have that Ogle that I abandoned.
That's right. That's kind of bad when you.
Well,
when
I don't know.
When you actually have something, you ask if they have it.
They have their fan base, so I'll give them that. They must be doing something right.
Yeah,
I used to like them, and then, you know, stuff happened, and now I don't.
Yes.
But this is an app that I'm willing to give a try, actually. I find it funny that there's a lot of video apps being put onto the market now.
Yeah.
And this is the one that kind of caught my eye. So I'm willing to eat crow just to for them to prove me wrong.
It says it lets you shoot video ranges from 3 to 15 seconds. Apply filters to them and then share on Vine, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can send them as an email or a message.
And yet not so, share it to their own social
network. No, not to Ogle.
Not to Ogle.
What do you think, Matt?
I heard about this yesterday. I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it because for some reason I didn't understand what it was. I thought it was just another group of filters for Hipstamatic.
Oh, okay.
And I don't really shoot video that much. I don't post to Vine. So I don't know. The video stuff doesn't interest me that much for some reason.
I find it funny that they're all their advertising or all their promotional stuff has very little to do with their actual app on the iPhone and more to do with that hipster chick with the glasses and the video camera. I mean, you're not actually using a video camera. You're using your iPhone.
Right. And she has a 8mm camera.
Anyway, well, that's their deal. I don't care. Well, you know what? I'm actually trying to record something right now, and it's not doing it. The record button is bugged.
Sounds like an update's needed. All right. Well, that's it for the news. Let's move into post pick of the week. Post pick of the week. All right. It is Matt's turn.
It is Matt's turn. Man, I feel like I haven't done this in ages. So, this week I'm featuring someone that I'm pretty positive we've never featured before. This is a Instagram user that goes by the name Marshman. And this photo, it definitely stands out from all the other pictures in our Tiny Shutter feed. I love it. It's so different. It's really cool. It's basically a photo of like a group of doll heads that are not attached to their bodies. And in fact, their bodies are not anywhere visible in the picture. And they're kind of laid about on a like a bench or a table or something. And then there's two heads that are kind of propped up on these springs. So they're sort of hovering above the rest of the doll heads. And just the heads themselves are kind of creepy. So even if they were attached to doll bodies, I don't know who's given these things to their kids to play with, because they're just really insane looking. And I could tell that I'm using the VSCOcam app a lot, because the second I saw the picture, I knew that he applied a VSCOcam filter to it. And I think his choice is really, for some reason, it's just really appropriate. It's kind of a slightly desaturated, kind of low contrast filter. And to me, it just really, it really fits the image, or the it just fits the scene.
Yeah.
So I'm digging it. It's just, it's really different. I wish this is a scene that I had come across, because I would have a field day with this.
Nice.
The dolls look like they're from the 1920s, 1930s, because my grandmother has a doll from when she was a child that looks very similar to the way these heads are.
Cool. You can get your hands on that.
Yeah. but yeah, good job.
Yeah, this is a pretty sweet picture.
All right, Marshman. And if you want to be featured as a post pick of the week, all you have to do is type in the hashtag #TinyShutter on your Instagram images, and you will add it to the other 20,000 images that we have under that hashtag. Can you believe that? 20,000.
Yay.
Woohoo. So, yeah, we're at 20,083. It's kind of crazy.
That is an unfathomable number.
Yeah, and this is episode number 89. So we're doing pretty good.
Why don't you mention very briefly, I should have asked you to do it at the top of the show, but our bit of a schedule change.
Oh, yeah. We are going to change from a weekly show to a biweekly show. And what we're doing is we are skipping every other week with the casual photography shows and doing just one show a week instead of two. So if you want to still hear us, and possibly if you haven't heard of the Casual Photography Show, go ahead and subscribe and listen to us, where we talk about everything, and we'll even mention some photography.
It kind of sounds like we're dragging our feet on the way to episode 100.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
We've never done that before in any other show. Isn't that how the lens wipe died?
I'm not saying I have a problem with it. Yeah.
But, yeah, so next week we will not have a Tiny Shutter Show, but the week after we will. So be prepared to see us every other week. All right, let's go ahead and move into focus points.
Focus point.
All right.
You better let me go first before I lose my voice again.
Yes. All right, Mark, go first.
Mine's a very easy one. It's an app called Lightly, Lightely. It's a very simple photo editing app, and kind of along the same lines as, you know, what other apps do, they offer various filters, but these filters are kind of like subtle in nature, whether it's warm tones, cool tones, different black and white tones. It does a pretty good job, and they're all adjustable, and I find the app to be really easy to use. I do like the results that it gives. It feels more like you're actually doing some photo editing rather than just putting on some chintzy effect on a photo. It's equivalent to if you're a Lightroom user, using some of the presets and then adjusting them accordingly. That's kind of how I feel about what you're doing with Lightly. It's a free app, but you can purchase different packs of presets. They're all about, I think there's two or three more that you could buy at $1.99 a piece. And I picked them all up. I really dig them. And it's a nice little app. It's not rocket science, but it's a nice little alternative to photo editing. So I think it's worth it. I give it 4 out of 5 if we were rating stuff. And cool. I can't say any more now.
That looks like a great app. I'm going to pick that up right now.
There you go.
Actually, I'm downloading it right now, too.
Yeah. I just, right before we started recording, I just downloaded a new filter pack for VSCOcam.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm going to be pretty stocked up on film-inspired photo presets here.
Oh, let me give you one more while I have a second wind with my voice. For those of you who enjoy photographing star photography, I'm going to mention this on the Casual Photography Show in more detail, but there is an app called Dark Sky. And what this is it's basically Google Map with an overlay of the
constellations?
The brightness of city lights. So if you go to a map, you can find generally how the light is affecting the local area. So, I mean, we're in the Boston area here, or I'm in the Boston area here. So Boston shows up bright red and bright white for the light intensity. But as you move further out into the mountain area, the intensity of the light gets dimmer and dimmer to a green, to a purple, and then to a gray, which is no light poisoning at all, or no light pollution. Plus, in addition to what you have here, you have you can drop your own pin and share a certain location that is good for dark sky viewing. So even if you are in a heavily lit area or something, there may be a pocket of dark sky that's good for photography, and you could drop a pin and share that location with other people. And I thought it was a really cool app, especially when we had Adam Woodworth on the show a few weeks ago. The app is called Dark Sky, and I believe it's $1.99 on the App Store.
Dark Sky Finder?
Okay, it's probably Dark Sky Finder on my app right now.
Oh, okay.
It's just titled Dark Sky.
We will have links to these on the website. So, well, cool. I have a app. If you have ever seen Tiny Planet apps, where you can take a photo, and what it does is it'll rearrange the photo so that it looks like it's on a tiny planet and there's a sky all around it. This is actually called Living Planet, where you can do both photos and videos. So you can take a video of a scene, and then what it'll do is it'll change it into a tiny planet, but you'll have the video still. You'll have all the motion and all that goes into it be able to see. And so I downloaded it. It's $1.99, and it's, I think, done by the same people. Oh, shoot. I should have, like, who do ProCam 2. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, ProCam 2. So I first found out from one of their updates. And it's pretty cool. You can go on and actually see other videos. You can post it to Instagram. I did that. I took a video of some trucks going down the road, and they do some interesting things. But people have gotten pretty creative in their videos and show where they kind of jump up out of the scene and then back into it.
Can you import your own video?
I think so.
Oh, that I could have some fun with that.
Yeah, I believe so.
My GoPro has a date with this app.
The other thing it does is you have the tiny planet effect, but then they have what's called the wormhole effect, where it inverts the process and it looks like you are coming out of the ground into blue sky. And so you can have some more fun with that. If you're on a grassy area, it looks like you're going to come up out of the ground. So check it out, $1.99. I think it's well worth it.
Nice.
Fun stuff.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we are done for today. Mark, since your voice is about to go, can you tell everybody where they can find you?
No.
Okay. Matthew. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
No, I'm serious. I can't tell. Just okay. Ask me.
Matthew, go ahead.
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at M. Hoffman Photo.
And Mark can be found on Instagram. Is it the Mark Sadowski?
Yeah, Mark Sadowski, Mark with a C.
With the C. And then you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. All right. Well, thank you for indulging in listening to me instead of Mark. And
I think that's a bonus, not a... If we start getting 5-star reviews, you're the new first chair.
Oh, no. and hopefully by the time we record next, Mark will be back to his chipper self. So I think that's it. Thanks for listening.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
It's time to change.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.